with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. I have a really special guest on the air with us today. As many of you have heard in the recent past, I have really decided to dedicate Manhattan Project Monday to people who are affected by the Manhattan Project, but also by healers, people that can help us learn how to live in the Age of Vision. I am not going to have a strict format on my radio shows. I'm going to stick to the kind of general theme. But as people's needs and interviewees' needs change, I'm going to have them on different days. This is one of them. Today we are joined with a client of mine who does this work, and I asked her to be on the radio show. Her name is Janae Nichols, and she is a quantum healer, which means her specialty is healing people at a cellular level. And her website is www.janae.com, and that is J-A-N-N-A-E.com. And Janae, I want to thank you for sharing your time and joining us here on the Age of Vision radio show.
Thank you, Lonnie. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Yeah, well, just as a background here, I'm going to talk a little bit. I'll be talking a little bit more for the first 10 or 15 minutes, right, Janae? It takes about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Janae, would you tell them you're running a biofeedback? As I'm talking, we just ran one of five tests. You're running what kind of a test is it that you're running? What is it that you're doing?
Lonnie, for 35 years I've been playing with quantum physics, and like an acupuncture takes your pulse to find out the health of your body, a chiropractor looks at your spine, I look at via a computer your handprint and your voice print. And then, so there's two sides of equations. There's the stressors determine what's going on in your body, and then there's the balancer. So the chiropractor would give you supplements. The acupuncturist probably gave you Chinese herbal supplements. And I fill in the other side of the equation based on what your body needs. It might need frequencies, flower essences, or it might need nutrition. So we look at your body from 25 different dimensions to find out the core issue going on with you.
Wow. Well, so this is the deal, folks. Prior to coming on to the show, I called up Janae, and I was asking her, how do I introduce you? She started reading this really magnificent blurb that other people say about her work, and I'm like, no, we need to get to just the meat of what you do. So we got down to this idea that she's a quantum healer, and she said, look, I'd love to do this on you to show people, you know, how it works. So I was asking her questions. How does this work? And she's like, well, I'd really like to do it on you so you can understand it. And I said, well, let's you know, but the only thing is it takes about 15 minutes for me to explain it. So it's not, the testing doesn't take very long, but the explanation will take a good long time, like a half an hour. Well, I said, we have an hour show. How about I do this on me? I be the first guinea pig live on the air. And so, since many of you had to experience and expose yourself to Friday's show, that was October 14th, which frankly, still I apologize, I was tired and it sure didn't go well, but some people called me and said they thought it was kind of funny to listen to me. I'm like the Keystone Cops, I just keep going. So I said, yeah, so she's got, what kind of machine have you got running now? What are you doing? And she's capturing, I guess, my voice and my energy, my intonation, or what's up with that? What are you doing now?
Well, you know, I've been looking at healing since I was a little child, trying to understand. And I went to Bible college to understand generational patterns, and I've been working with clients for 25 years in different modalities.
You went to Bible college?
Yes, because my mom was manic bipolar, and I left home at 19, got married, and had a baby. I popped out a baby identical to my mom. And I wanted to understand that God, Bible says the sins of our ancestors are passed down 7 generations. Well, I actually found out it's 100 generations. And what I'm finding out with my medical doctors who send me patients, the last 5 patients have been stage 4 cancer, is my integrated medicine doctor, Deanna, said to me, Janae, 13 years I've known you. For 13 years, you said the hidden factor of disease is emotions. And it's usually not the client's emotion, it's their ancestor emotion that they take in on that pattern.
That's a revelation. That's a revelation.
Yeah, it's, and so, Mom.
Let me get back to you. I'm going to put this in the back of your head. I'll let you continue, but is that how tapping works? I'd like to talk to you about tapping, but so you found it goes on for 100 generations?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've had a lot of Asian people come in. They're really hungry for this information, but they feel trapped. And this one girl, I had no idea, she's 34, that she was blind in her left eye and that she had had, hives for 12 years, and she'd been everywhere. So on her fourth generational session, we do something called transgenerational perception reframing, where I make a family constellation. And from that constellation, we can see what traits you're carrying on emotionally. And so on her fourth session of 5, we take 5 to finish, she said, her eyesight came back. And I said, what? I didn't know she had that problem. On her 5th session, hives of 12 years went away. My most recent client was sent to me by a doctor who, she has stage 4 bone cancer, and her bones are being holes in her bone. And, you know, I'm not God. I just said, well, why are you here? She says, well, my doctor said I need to work with my emotions.
Wow.
So I did the transgenerational, and she happened to be an Egyptian immigrant at 12, and she was taking on the burdens of her mother and her projections from her father. And at 39 years old, she's dying of stage 4 cancer, and she kept coming back 4 times. I said, why are you coming back? She says, when I leave you, my pain's in half, and stays about 5 days. The 5th time she came, she says, my cancer biomarkers are down by 2/3.
Wow.
So we just finished one little scan on you that I can quickly summarize. Except for I'm not a real good computer person, and I can't seem to figure out how to make my screen bigger. Let me see. Oh, no, I just... Okay, let's see if I can... Nope, I can't
see.
Okay. I have some issues too, you know. Okay, so I did this real. I've done a complex one, which I just have to go over. But on your alkalinity, you have set on the topic of alkalinity. You have 57 biomarkers out of range, and you do need a lot more alkalinity. You need a lot more greens, and I don't sell per se. But how it is affecting you is in your lower thoracic. That's where it's trapped.
What does that mean, lower thoracic?
You know, I don't have all the answers because weird things come up. Like, there was one man, and the only thing that showed up was, I'm not an athlete, but anyways, where it showed up for him was someplace where he had had surgery four times. So, without...
Okay, so we'll just move on. Okay, that's reasonable.
But if you don't... Okay, so we need to be more alkaline, and I've never had anybody over-alkaline because...
Get back to drinking the apple cider vinegar a few times a day.
Right, because and how this will affect you over time is with your weight and your blood pressure. Maybe not today, but in 10, 15 years.
You know Dr. Bob Heron, don't you?
Oh, yeah. He and I, oh, my gosh, we know that we come from things from different perspectives, but he's one of my people, yeah.
Yeah, he actually really... cured me, and one of the major things that helped me get over the arthritis was I took apple cider vinegar four times a day.
Uh-huh.
It was not fun. Yeah, well, along with a few other things, I did go to regular treatment every few weeks, but I mean, like, I had early onset arthritis from the time I was like 26, and I mean, I was very stiff. I was not overweight. I was pretty muscular, healthy-looking woman, but my hands, I had really bad, horrible, painful carpal tunnel. And my shoulders, I could have a very limited range of motion. And I had very strong hands, thank God for that, because I could deal with carrying weights, even though I couldn't bend my wrists, right? And my body just really began to fall apart, and I met Dr. Bob. Actually, a coworker of mine paid for my very first visit to see him because I did not believe in alternative care. And honestly, that changed my life. And I, within a year and a half, all of my symptoms were reversed. I was no more alopecia. I had no more symptoms of arthritis. My menstruation problems had all ceased. I was seriously at 40 years old. So much healthier than I had been since I was 20. Actually, even before I was 20, since I would say like I was 17 or 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's really fascinating because I've always wanted a spiritual mentor. And I met this man who is Kung Fu Master. And we all have different paths of life. But those of us are on the healing path, it's really a spiritual path. We embrace all different modalities.
Well, everybody's going on a spiritual path, aren't we? I mean,
we are. Some are more conscious of it than others.
True.
So the emotional, the center that I just ran for you right now, that needs supporting is your sixth chakra, which is basically your brow, your third eye, which what it's telling me is that you need to believe your knowingness more than you are at the moment. It's really trusting your own intuition and insight.
Wow.
Does that resonate as true?
Yes, it really does, because, you know, I've been doing this radio show for a little bit over a year. I got involved in this, the whole YouTube activism. Like, I started really in 2000 becoming a consciously aware person when Bush stole the election and the Democrats refused to stop him. I was really got actively engaged. And then I got investigated by the Capitol Police, and that did scare me into silence. I crawled back in my shell until I had that nightmare in 2012, and I took to the Internet and started hearing about Fukushima. I heard Professor Carl Grossman say, everybody needs to start saying yes to themselves. Like, we really have been trained to say, no, I'm not important. What I do doesn't matter. And I took action. I sponsored Kevin Blanche's symposium here in Eugene, and I've just been active ever since. And so here I am on the radio. But all of that has led up to me very recently, like, wondering, what the heck am I doing this for? Like, my business, I help people pay taxes, right? I'm a tax resolution specialist. The reality is, we can get the penalties off, but you still have to pay your taxes. Most people can't negotiate. They can't do the pennies on the dollar deal. That's the reality. But you pay your taxes. You can take your penalties off and just pay the taxes and be done with it, right? But we're feeding into a war machine that's killing children in Yemen and a DEA that is allowing people in this country to be murdered with uranium poisoning. We have scientists who are no longer scientists. They're genociders. They're developing weapons that are murdering our planet. So it's a very conflicted point of view that I have. Then I have this radio show with my activism, and I mean, honestly, people look at me like, oh, yeah, you're an activist. Like, that's an interesting thing to do. No, it's not something to do. You get what I'm saying? Like, so believing my knowingness, I have really been questioning, like, maybe I should just say fuck it and just, like, go down to South America and just plan on escaping and ignoring it all and, you know, make an effort to just keep my trap shut. But there is something inside me that compels me to speak out. I do not know what it is. I cannot be quiet about it.
Okay, so what I'm looking at now is a chart. And normally, Lonnie, what I do is I run five to eight of these scans, and I actually meditate and pray about it. And the next day, it's like a blueprint. Last night I saw the movie Accountant.
Well, maybe you can do that on this afterwards and still call me tomorrow.
Yeah, but what's showing up on what's most important for you right now in support is your thyroid is off, and that's speaking your truth. And then this is a different scan, and again, this different scan again says you need coral legend and more green. So it's validating the scan I did before. What I kind of do is put them all together, and that your heart needs supporting. And that just might be, you know, walking your path and opening your heart to where you're supposed to be going, where it's just what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And actually, I do need heart support. I do take Motherwort a lot, and I haven't taken it in about a week and a half. It does help me quite a bit. I notice a shift in my emotions when I take Motherwort, which helps your heart. You know, so I need to get back to that, actually. And I guess I need to, like, double down on the greens and start taking the vinegar. All of that will help me make a shift.
Mm-hmm. And when I'm looking at this whole body scan, I go to my cliff notes area because this is 25 pages. And,
wow.
Yeah, and you know, when I started about 2 years ago working on people at a distance, God told me that what is prayer? Prayer is distant healing. It's up to the recipient if they want to receive it or not. What is a cell phone? It's a connection. There's a choice if the person calling, if the receiver wishes to answer. So I did 20 of these scans on intuitives across the country that I know, and if I thought of our friend Bob, I would have called him to see the accuracy, and they all said 99% on target.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. So then I started developing healing programs with remote healing crystals, and some months I have 17 people I'm working on distant at night. And I'll be combining four therapies. One will be the scan I'm doing on you, and I print it out. Then I put a different computer with crystals on top of it. Then on top of that, I do something called SRT, SRA. And so it's clearing the different dimensions that are interfering with us every moment, you know. I can't go to a mall. My most empathic clients who are sick and have emotional problems because they're empaths, if they go to a mall, they get sick because they're absorbing everybody's energy.
Yeah.
But once they realize that, they don't feel weird. So my grandchildren learn differently. I learn differently. We were labeled. And I try and tell people that, are you teachable? I don't care if you're 10 years old or 100. If you're teachable, I'm going to share with you something you might not have heard before. But don't waste my time and your money if you're not teachable.
Now, is this process that you do, is it very expensive?
You know, okay, what's expensive when it comes to health?
That's true. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, look, this is the reality. People are spending $600-$700, $300, $400 a month regularly for the AMA doctors who will give them pills. The
And you know, the sad thing is there is a Dr. Robert Young, and I wanted to lose some pounds. Well, wasn't alkaline. This was 20-some years ago. So I drank his green drink 4 liters a day for 3 years because I'm stubborn. I never lost any weight, and I never got alkaline. Do you know why? Because the cells have a lack of communication. So if the cells aren't communicating, we're peeing and pooping out 90% of those $500 vitamins we're taking.
Yeah, I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So normally my fee is 125 a half an hour, but if it's a person with conditions, like I have a Vietnam person who shouldn't have never gone to Vietnam. The homeless men on the street shouldn't have gone to Vietnam because they weren't the nature of a soldier, and they were the first ones killed. But anyway, so if this, but my cancer people, I give them $125 for a whole hour. So basically,
I work even for a half an hour. That's not bad, actually. 125. If you get really good, accurate information. To be honest, I do alternative healing. If I could get something done in a half an hour and be done with it and be given some good direction, like, frankly, this has been extremely helpful about this, about the alkaline, about my thyroid being weak. I mean, I can actually really modify my behavior and my intake of food to support my health. You know what
right.
I mean?
And what I am
north where we're being bombarded by radiation, like hardcore. The radiation is off the charts. You should look at the EPA chart levels of radiation around the country. You would not even believe it. It's off the charts.
Okay, now I'm looking at two things of you. One is...
How do you like it, listeners? You're listening all about Lonnie today. Like, hello. But this is how alternative care works, and I think it's a great idea for people to hear about this so that this is how it works, and it is up to us to see how we can do it. And it's not going to be a pill that we're going to take that's going to help us stay safe from radiation and learn how to live in the age of fission. So,
amen.
Go ahead, Janae.
I'm going to keep writing, and because today what I was going to talk about was PEMF, which helps us get the toxins and get the chemicals out of our body. I had a woman here last night, and her doctor sent her to me to lose some weight. And I said, well, before we can lose some weight, well, this is a long story. Hyla wouldn't mind.
We have 35 minutes, so we have plenty of time. We have 35 minutes left.
This is a great story. Okay, Hyla came to me 7 years ago, and I clearly heard in my intuition that she wasn't ready for my type of help. So I sent her to a traditional chiropractor. Well, the chiropractor does what she does, and she's kept her in line for 7 years, but no progress. So she came back to me last October, a year ago. And I said, Hyla, she did my test in the body treatment, and she passed hydration, she passed body willing to change, and she passed hormones. That was October a year ago. I said, let's go forward. You're going to get results. You probably lose 12 pounds. Let's go for it. Her doctor, who I had sent her to, said, no, it's not time to do it. So she comes to me in June, and I could swear a lot right now because she didn't pass the test, and now she's menopausal. I said, you're not going to get results. I said, in October, you would have lost your 12 pounds, and then we could have kept it off through the process of menopause. I said, you know, I'd really appreciate if you get a second opinion, because I'm not going to say anything contrary to the person you're seeing right now, even though I sent you to her. She didn't. I said, Hyla, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody gets a second opinion. And I'd written down 5 issues that I knew she had. I wasn't going to go over them because the doctor said she didn't have them. So she went to my integrated medicine doctor, Deanna, and she listed all 5 issues via blood test. And she says, there's no way you're going to lose weight. And so you're saying
that a blood test confirmed what you were saying with this procedure, the way that you do this?
Yes. And wow. China believes in this methodology. They don't have my programs because I've written them. And they say it matches blood tests 95 to 98%.
Wow.
So she signed up, and I muscle tested and said it would take her 2 weeks to 8 weeks for the correction in the supplements to help her body change. But in my notes, it said that she had so much interference that she needed to do the PEMF and the foot soak to have her body truly absorb the new medicines she's taking. But I knew she wouldn't listen to it for me. And I've educated this DO doctor. This DO doctor I had lunch with about 2 months ago, and she says, the 12, 13 years I've known you, you've always talked about emotions. No one looks at them. Well, she said to her, you need to do that PEMF with Janae before you go forward. And so she came, and I said, I opened my notes, and I said, this is my recommendation, but you wouldn't have done it. Is that cute?
What's a PEMF? What does that mean?
Pulse electric, it's a high voltage magnet. So we're electrical beings, and right. we've lost our healthy electrical magnetic field. That's why we get sick. The Bible says you can be bitten by a snake and not die. That's because we, a baby, if they get sick, it poops and throws up. But our bodies have become so acidic that disease grows. So when Hyla came yesterday, and we did the PEMF, the magnet, on her head and with foot soak on her feet. So it's simply amazing. I mean,
that's interesting. So you use electromagnetic treatment for people that can come into your office?
Yes, and I do it.
And crystals,
on my
and the
head.
Energy of different crystals.
Pardon, hon?
Using the energy of different crystals.
With my distant healing, I have these special crystals that are hooked into another computer, and in that computer, I've written software. So we, one client, Alex, she made her list, alcohol, well, a bottle of wine, a challenging daughter, a high-profile husband. She wanted to go to church and couldn't go to church. We made up a list of 15 things, and I worked on her for 4 weeks, and I called her in to my office, took over everything. And I learned a lot from her because she was one of the first ones. And she said, nothing happened. I said, well, let's review that. Hey, I know you 8 years. Been to church lately? She says, oh my gosh, I've gone every week. I said, Alex, 8 years, you said you wanted to go, but you never got there. I said, how's the wine? She says, oh my, I'm down to a third of a bottle. I said, that part is the habit. We've cleared the addiction. Now you have to deal with the habit. I said, what about your husband? You know what happened? We were coming home from a charity event. And he says, why are we in the heck doing these? Let's turn this over to our VP. And that's where all their arguments came because they had to make so many appearances. I said, what about your daughter? Oh, my land. I told her it was time for us to take a time out. I said, but Alex, you're not going to keep your healing unless you acknowledge it. If you don't acknowledge it, it's going to go away.
That's an interesting statement. That's a very true statement. That's actually true. We have gifts that we've been given. If we don't acknowledge them, they just, I mean, it's, you know, we have gifts that we've been given, and it's very important for us to honor our Creator and use them.
Yep.
And same thing with healing. It's the same mm-hmm. exact
and
thing.
And the younger girls, I mean, this summer I've gotten amazing girls that just, have had hardship lives like we all have, but they want understanding. And so one was really blessed to have a mother just gave me carte blanche because she'd been on antidepressants since sixth grade, and now she's a sophomore in college. And we have turned her life around because she was teachable and she wants it. I've even taught her how to muscle test. So we have a list of 10 things we could do, and I have them written down, and she'll stand in front of me and test them. And when she shows me which ones, then I really reveal to her the paperwork that I tested that she needed and the match. That's how we build confidence. It's baby steps.
That's interesting, Janae. I actually did not intend for this interview to be like a sales pitch here, but I am compelled to ask you, if people go to Janae.com, can they find your phone number to get in touch with you? Because our radio listeners are all around the country and around the world. And oh, yeah. Many of them are open to alternative healing. Many of them are open to changing their habits and walking down the path, even if it's small baby steps. Many people are willing, because most people can't take big steps. They can take small steps.
Yeah, and that's you what know? We have to do. You don't give a person, people say, what are you going to have me do? I said, one thing. Because if you don't do the one thing, you're not going to do 20 things. And I've been trying... They can see a lot of 57 different reviews on Janae Institute or Yelp because what happened...
Okay, so not Janae.com. It's called what? Janae?
Well, we have three portals that you can look at. The aesthetic
they
portal
can
is...
get them all from Janae.com?
I don't know if our Yelp link is on Janae.com, but our Yelp is Janae Institute. And that's where clients, 57 clients, have written about their personal experiences.
It's JeneInstitute.com.
No. This is, if you go into Yelp, just Google Jene Institute, and then you can read the reviews.
And this is in what city, Jene?
We're located in Newport Beach.
In California.
California. Mm-hmm. Southern California. But my best clients,
Excuse me, you can work with people anywhere, right?
Yeah, no, my best clients, I have a Seattle girl that comes in 5 times a year, just flies in. We spend 2 hours. She gets on a flight back. Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Colorado, Utah.
Yeah, but do you have people that you can just treat over the phone, do over phone?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's getting more and more fun.
It's not limited to geography. This is a very fascinating thing because the thing, I'm just looking at the few things you told me. It's interesting you're talking about the alkalinity because it was actually just yesterday I started drinking apple cider vinegar again because my hands were starting to hurt, and I know what that means, that I'm out of whack. And I mean, I know I'm out of whack because I have just been undersleeping and overworking and just, you know, a minimal exercise because it's tax time in school. So this 2 months of every year is really bad, you know.
So I'm looking at this other chart, and it's basically showing me you have 452 biomarkers out of range. And with the balancing, we brought them all into range except for two. And so half of the chart is bacteria, showing that you have a bacteria and virus issue. And the other one is showing where you need, so one side shows where we need to detoxify you, and one shows what you need in support. And in support, your cortisol level's too high. That would be tax time.
Well, when we get off the air, I can give you a call back, and you can be a little bit more specific on what I can do.
Okay, well, give me a couple days, and I'll summarize it for you.
Great. That would be awesome because intuitively, I know you're right about the bacterial viral issue. I have had a cough that I can't get rid of, and I've had it since I had that double pneumonia 2 years ago, and that was a bacterial pneumonia.
Yep.
So I would venture to say intuitively, I think that it's under control. I'm mostly well, but I think it, like very recently, the first 2 days of school, I was so sick. We got bombarded by chemtrails, like seriously bad geoengineering trails above us, like for 3 days before school. I mean, it was horrible. And I ended up so ill for a week. And it sounds gross, but, you know, I really only did the treatment 1 day or 2 days, but I did do the urine therapy. It really worked.
Exactly. You know? I would not say that on the air, but if I got to know a person, I would, you know.
Well, for those of you who don't know what urine therapy is in the morning you drink your first pee, the midstream first pee in the morning. You only need 2 tablespoons or an ounce. I think I took maybe 2 ounces. You go in with an empty cup, a good fresh glass of water, hold your nose, knock it back, drink the water, and brush your teeth. And in about an hour and a half, you feel a lot better. Our bodies create the perfect antibodies when we're sick. And for some reason, you can get everything on that from Vanderbilt University. They have a PDF on their website at Vanderbilt University. And I sent it to my own alternative care guy here. He had heard of it, but never himself done it. And so it cleared up his eczema that he had not ever been able to get rid of.
When I ever have enough time to play, what I'd like to do is make up remedies for people, and they can do it with their water pick, because your gums go to all your organs. So without going through your digestion or anything, it would go directly to where you need support. Would that be cool?
So your gums go to all your organs? I did not know that. That's fascinating.
Uh-huh. So something I do is I combine 5 different oils. They're at home. I muscle test them, and that's what my body needs for support. So after I brush my teeth, I put these oils in my water pick, and I water pick with the oils in them.
Wow.
For the support I need.
No, I make my own toothpaste out of equal parts of coconut oil and turmeric. and it actually brightens your teeth. I saw it on the internet and started doing it, and my dentist was astounded how much my gums have improved, and my teeth were whiter than she had seen them.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, turmeric, now it does make your sink yellow.
But turmeric, it bleached your teeth?
Yeah, it cleans your teeth. It makes your teeth brighter.
Wow.
And the coconut oil, you know, is very healthy for your gums and your mouth. It's like a natural. The recipe says 50 equal parts of coconut oil and turmeric and then peppermint oil. But I bet you we could use this essence, do some body testing, and put some different type of essence. So this is the thing, listeners. Our listeners are probably have never really heard a conversation between people who really do utilize alternative care to live well. Tomorrow I turn 61 years old, or yesterday. I guess this will be played on Monday. So on the 16th, I turned 61 years old. And honestly, I'm healthy, but I am very grateful for this information, Janae, because you're hitting right intuitively. I know I need to detox. I know this is part of it, the alkalinity, and I can feel that my sixth chakra is out of balance.
Wow. What I'd love to do with you next time is do the generational map.
Oh, my God.
Really, you can bust the pattern. You don't have to live it anymore.
Okay, well, I would love to do that. I mean, you do know, I mean, my family history is a little bit sordid. My mom's family is pure French. My grandmother comes from my great-grandmother comes from France. Actually, my grandmother, I think, came from France. She came here to get married to my grandfather. It was somewhat of an arranged marriage. He's a LeBlanc from the original LeBlancs that were kicked out of Canada that went to New Orleans. That's our family. And there's a lot of stuff going on. Like we had my cousins actually did a family history on our stem of the LeBlancs, the 13 children. And before Katrina, I had over 1,000 relatives in just New Orleans alone, and cousins, first cousins, second cousins, and aunts and uncles. And I asked him, he's a biographer, and so he's doing this family tree. And I said, have you ever tracked, because on the records, on the Ancestry.com thing, it showed that my grandfather had slaves. In fact, my mother said that a mammy took care of her. She wasn't a slave. She lived on the house, but her parents, during the Depression, didn't pay her, but she didn't have anywhere to go, so she just stayed, right? And so I asked my cousins, have we ever tracked any of our black family members? He's like, what? I said, well, we have slaves in our family, so you know we have black family members. That's just not undeniable. I can feel it and I know it. And he's like, no, we've actually never really looked.
Lonnie, I just saw something I want to share with you. So in my my programming that I've written, I need to add some more, but it takes forever to do that. I've have in here 35 therapies that would be beneficial. And this
wow.
is amazing. The top one for you is the one I was going to talk about today, the PEMF. And then the second one is the T8, that's the crystal healing, with SRT, which is spiritual response restructuring. And that's the interdimensional healing, which goes through the generations, and that's probably why. Those out of 35 therapies are the number one, top ones for you. They could have listed 10, huh?
Let's talk about the PEMF again. What does that mean?
PEMF. Let me make my belief, my faith statement. Life on Earth, I believe, originally sprang from oceans. And for the oceans to exist, it's necessary to have four vital components for life: water, mineral ions, oxygen, and electricity. So the PEMF is addressing the electricity. So every cell in our body was designed to run a specific voltage. We heal by making new cells, which requires doubling the voltage. When we get sick, it's because our voltage has dropped before the operational voltage required. So all chronic disease, in my opinion, is defined by having a low voltage. When your frequency drops, disease sets in. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So the voltage, and the U.S. doctors, my daughter has a spinal condition that I had, and she doesn't live in my area, and he's treating her with the magnet I have, but he's treating her differently. So many years ago, three close people in my family were killed in 90 days apart. My girlfriend in a car crash, my brother in a lumber accident, and my fiance in a heart attack. And the fourth
Wow.
one was my boyfriend, my fiance. And when he passed away, that was my last period. I went through menopause in my 30s. Almost lost all my teeth due to shock.
Wow.
And I went to a dentist for 16 years so I wouldn't lose my teeth. And so about 7, 8 years ago, my spine collapsed. I had five collapsed discs and bone spurs. And I was hooked on pain pills. And my spinal doctor said, I said to him, Dr. Dennis, will I be free of pain after surgery? He says, no, not with the condition of your spine. I said, then I can't do surgery if I'm still going to be on pills. So I found that's how I discovered the magnet. But what was amazing, it was 35 treatments, $3,500. It restored my spine. And the dentist, Dr. Dennis said I got lucky. Well, I know for a fact I didn't get lucky. But what happened was my dentist, I'd missed 3 months of appointments because I was going 2 hours away to do this. My dentist, what have you done, Janae? I said, what? I'm off pills. I'm off pain pills. He says, no, your gums are perfect. So after 16 years with the right, oh, and guess what else? I became alkaline. Remember that I said I drank alkaline water for 3 years and never got alkaline? It was a lack of communication. And the PEMF made the things connect.
Okay. And what is PEMF? What is that? What do you mean by that? What is that treatment?
It is a high voltage magnet, and I teach clients how to do it. So I had some clients here from Austin, Texas last week, four of them, and he was a nuclear MD, and he had sold his business. He says, I didn't believe what I was doing, but I believe what you're doing. His son has migraines all the time. He's 12 years old. He also has asthma. I put the machine on him, and I teach you how to find the hot spots, and the hot spot is where it sparks. And his son said, Dad, will you buy me one of these? I need one of these. This is so good. Well, young kids, before we program them, they know what works. They will often say, it hurts so good. So what I do is we do 10 minutes to 20 minutes on the head. Once the person knows how to do themselves, they know intuitively, because we've trained them, where to go with the machine because their body tells them where to go. So the wife had a hip issue, and in 15 minutes, she no longer had a hip issue.
So you're saying that this machine is for sale?
Yes and no. I have two, one for my own home, but they're very expensive. I'm trying to find out, that's part of my homework, and I'm glad we changed the topic this week because I want to find access for people to have the use of this. But
Yeah.
one thing I'd like to close with sharing is that we can, like, if put your feet on the floor and just visualize a grounding to the center of the earth.
Do I need to take my shoes off?
No, just have a mindset that your the
Okay.
end of your spine is grounded to the middle of the earth, your feet are grounded, and then on the top crown of your head, connect that to the heavens, and then just pick a color, any color, and tell me what it is.
Green.
Green, okay. Is it dark green, light green?
Dark green.
Okay. Make a cylinder around yourself. It'll go from the top of your head to heaven and all the way down to the center of the earth. And make this glass screen about 7 inches around your body, cylinder, and just flush out all the energies that aren't you. And
Oh,
then
wow. Say that sentence again. Flush out all the energies that aren't you.
yes, they're sticking. That's not your information. And in the middle of your mind, pop out into the heavens your to-do list and everybody else's to-do list that they're putting on you. You can get the dog food, cat food, whatever. You can do the errands later. Pop them out of your head. Huh, do you feel that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's take the top burdens on your back off. Let's just ask them to be, wow. How does that feel?
Kind of weird, I have to say, I do feel that. Although I'm a pretty intuitive person, though, Janae, do you think that this will work? A lot of times I do things because I'm very sensitive and I'm extremely intuitive. Do you think that it will work on the general, I mean, or is it just a trained thing where people have to learn how to do this?
No, they have to have faith. They have to have a desire. And if a client comes in and says, nothing ever works for me, I said, you know what, you're right, it's not going to work for you. Because their belief is, it's not going to work.
Right. Right. So our thoughts are things. That's what I learned a long time ago. Our thoughts are things. It's what you think. You're not what you think you are, but what you think you are. Like, if you, this is why I'm very against us people who are, this is why I use the word new truther, because I don't want to be anti anything. I want to know what the truth is about the harm that nuclear causes us, because we are living in the age of fission. It's a reality. There's no escaping it. So until we face that and tell the truth, we are going to have nothing but calamity. I'm very clear on that one now. So I call us nuke truthers. I've changed the wording.
I like that. Well, this has been awesome, Lonnie. I really love the way this unfolded.
Well, today we have about 10 minutes left. Do you still have a little bit more time, or do you need to run? I know we're heading on for an hour. We talked for about 10 minutes before we got on the air. Do you have a client now?
I have a new boyfriend, and he's waiting for me. He's already texted me three times. But see,
can hang up, and I can actually, like, I will go to your website and give people some information about how to reach in touch with you, because this is really awesome. I really appreciate you coming here, and I will connect with you in the next couple of days, maybe after tax season. You can, after like the 17th or the 18th or the 19th, I'll give you a call and we can finish up all the stuff that you've got on me. But I hope that the people that have heard this have really understood that alternative healing really, it's not alternative, it's real healing. And it's real information. It is the way to heal, folks. It's not alternative. The people that are giving you pharmaceuticals are killing our planet. That's the reality. And if just as much as we need to, like, end the lies about the nuclear industry, we need to stop the lies about the pharmaceutical industry. Humans have a right to health and liberty, and we have a right to own our bodies in joy until we expire, until we grow into old age. There's no reason for us to live in misery and be in. So many people, Janae, call me and say, oh, I'm in constant pain, I hurt my back, I hurt my neck. And I encourage people to get myofascial therapy because I know that it allowed me to start walking again. I broke my foot 4 years ago. I met a myofascial therapist in school and traded services. I did her tax return. I thought I was just going to be doing her a favor. I did not, even though I was cured by Dr. Bob with arthritis, I was told by a podiatrist, there is nothing you can do. Those bones are too small. You're just, the best you could do is lose weight so that you don't have so much pressure on your feet. That was the advice I got. And I was limping around for 3 years. Within two treatments, the first treatment, my foot was more than 75% okay. By the second time, the second week I went to go see her, I popped out of bed and was able to go on a 2-hour hike the next day. No problem.
Wow.
So,
Lonnie, it was wonderful, and I just looked up, PEMF stands for Pulse Electromagnetic Field Therapy.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that with us, Janae. I hope we can have you back on, and we can share more of this information, and we can maybe talk about the full wrap-up of my experience, and then you can actually talk more technically. I know us doing it on the air sort of occupied the whole show. But I hope that the next time you come on, I won't have to talk the whole time to make the test run and also give you an opportunity to really express a lot more of this work, because it is a we really must move into a time of healing to help each other.
I agree. And you know, all the years we've known each other, we've never had this conversation, and I loved it. Thank you, Lonnie. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Janae, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Be blessed. Okay. Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Well, that was really interesting. That was Janae Nichols from the Janae Institute in Newport Beach. And as you could tell, it is cellular healing. That was pretty interesting what she told me about my sixth chakra being out of sorts, that I need to believe in my knowingness more, and that my thyroid is off. I don't doubt that my thyroid is off. I live in the Northwest, and I've been bombarded. On top of that, my family has thyroid issues. But my guess would be is if I could take a deal with the alkalinity of my body, I'm going to look into this. I can't wait to talk to her about this. But we'll see. I'll be the live guinea pig. I'm going to make these changes, and we'll see how this works, folks. But, you know, I wanted to leave you with this idea. And I know that Janae was pressed to leave, and she was, I think, not prepared to go over a few minutes extra. But this whole idea about what is alternative healing and what's real healing and allowing ourselves to be open to change. What we have been brainwashed into believing is normal is not normal, folks. It's not normal. It is definitely not normal for us to have children who have cancer, for us to have to take medication just to live. Like, most people that I know that are my age get some type of a pharmaceutical thing. Like, they put some type of a chemical something on their body. I even saw my herbalist at the store the other day standing in line at the pharmacy to get eye drops for dry eyes. Like, really? So, as you can tell, I rail against the idea of what the AMA encourages because look at their record. There's a really good book called, I don't remember the author, but I'm going to see if I can find the title. Hold on. As you can tell, this is not prepared, and I should have been. But the book is called Death by Medicine. And honestly, I read it probably 7, 8 years ago now. It's when I first moved here to Eugene, I found this book called Death by Medicine. And what it really does is it outlines how the American medical industry, and really Western medicine, they are cruel Mengeles, man. They really don't care how much suffering, how much trauma, how much pain they cause. We're just expected to take the pharmaceuticals and let them experiment on us. And the reality is many people die at the hands of the American Medical Association, almost 1 million people a year, as a matter of fact. Death by Medicine. I'm going to type that in and see if I can find the author, because that was a very moving book that I found, Death by Medicine. I guess it was Dr. Gary Null and Carol Dean. I really did not realize that was Gary Null. Maybe that's why, like, I totally respect Gary Null's website. That's another person that's really awesome. Gary Null has his own... he has his own radio station, his own website. He is not a scammer. Gary Null has written excellent books, by the way, for my male listeners about how to keep men healthy, because men have been, you know, women always take care of their health, or they say they do, but they're willing to, like, do the extra line, whereas men have just been kind of convinced that, you know, they should be able to just work out and eat whatever, keep eating that red meat, and you'll be just fine. Probably not, folks. And I think it's time for us to really change the meme of all of it. It really is up to us, to all of us, make a change in my own life. I really am going to add more vinegar, a lot more greens in my life. I'm going to look into what the lower thoracic is. I mean, there are things that I can do to improve my health, and I have been knowing that I need to do this. Not only do I need to, but I want to do this. So there are some things that I'm going to do. I am going to detox. I'll talk to Janae about her recommendations. I want to thank my listeners for being willing to listen to this radio show. I know that it is not easy to listen to alternative ideas that go against the grain. A lot of times you sound like a lunatic. I remember before I got my first treatment from Dr. Bob, I didn't even want to go see the guy. I thought he was a lunatic. I was mad at my friend Chuck because because I had to pay for a child care, and then I had to get in a car and go 45 minutes in the opposite direction down the 405 freeway to go see Dr. Bob, and I was livid by the time I got there. I got stuck in traffic. I was not a happy camper. His office was super busy, and I had to wait in line. I got there 20 minutes early, and I had to wait in line, and it was just, like, annoying. But that visit changed my life and changed my thinking. And I believe is the reason why I just turned 61, and I really am a healthy woman at 61. I run my own business, Lonnie Clark, Inc., which is a tax resolution service. I'm a part-time student at the University of Oregon. I am eyeing getting a, as I've said many times, a law degree so we can end the Price-Anderson Act, so we have some future, so we can stop the monsters from killing each other and stop the scientists. When a scientist develops weapons of mass destruction, they go from being a scientist to a genocider. Those words need to come out. I heard that today on Carol Rosen's show. I think the man's name was Sanders. I forget his first name, but man, was he great. It's time for us to stand up and retake the language back. Scientists are not scientists if they are creating processes that destroy our planet. They're genociders. And this whole idea about make America great, well, let's just make America great. I mean, let's just be Americans. Let's find our integrity. This whole thing, there's been many things lately and about the curtain is being drawn back here, folks. America's not what it is. And like I said earlier, it's not what you think you are. It's what you think you are. I see that we have like a couple minutes left, and I just want to thank you for listening to us here on the UCY.TV Age of Fission radio show. If you can contribute to our radio station, please do. Go to our website and hit the contribution, the donate button. Donations and contributions are how this show and this radio station stays on the air. It's vital. We'd love to have a big, gigantic, rich benefactor give us $1 million. That would take the pressure off. We'd never have to ask about money again. Anyways, put your courage feet on. Thank you for joining us. You have been listening to Lonnie Clark of the Age of Fission radio show with my guest, Janae Nichols, who is a quantum healer. You can find her at janae.com. And thank you for hanging in there. And please join us again on Wednesday. It turns out it's probably going to be a pretty fun kind of a show. I'm not clear who's going to be on because I have scheduled Ray McGovern. He said he's going to be on the radio show. He's been a bit flaky, so I'm not exactly counting on him. I hope that he will answer his phone. I'm going to call him up this week. If he's on, that's going to be awesome. If not, I will line up somebody. I'm probably going to get Mimi Gurman to come back on with Heidi Lambert because they are awesome, talking about what's going on here in the Northwest. So let us all learn to take some action, okay, and do what we can. Believe in your own knowingness more. How about that? I'll spread that joy to everybody. Put your courage feet on. Thank you for joining us here on the Age of Fission radio show. We'll talk to you Wednesday. Take care. Ciao.